Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The third baseman, Tyler Nevin. Batting third. The center fielder, J.J. Bolte. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Seth Brown. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Max Schumann. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ryan Noda. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Hernaez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kyle McCann. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Blackburn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting second. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting third. The right fielder, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Anthony Santander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Colton Cowser. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ramon Urias. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Mateo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Albert Suarez. And now, play ball. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin strikes out swinging. 2 outs. J.J. Bolte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bolte hits a pop-up beyond short. Henderson gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball towards center. Bolte makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rutschman strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rooker hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schumann hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Noda strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Daisbel Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Suarez throws to first, and Hernandez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Santander is on with a walk. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Santander moves to third. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins hits a ground ball towards second. Schumann throws to second to get Mountcastle. Santander scores. Mullins is on first. 1 out. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullins, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cowser hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Cowser is safe at second with a double. Mullins scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Urias hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Urias is out. Cowser moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mateo strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kirk McCarty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCarty strikes out swinging. One out. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball four. Butler is on with a walk. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nevin is 0-for-1 in the game. Nevin hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Butler moves to second. J.J. Baldei is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baldei is 0-for-1 in the game. Baldei hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Baldei is safe at second with a double. Butler scores. Nevin moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nevin scores. Baldei scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out swinging. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schumann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schumann hits a fly ball towards right. O'Hearn is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rutschman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutschman hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Hearn hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santander hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Butler is there to make the catch. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mountcastle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mountcastle hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. O'Hearn scores. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noda is 0-for-1 in the game. Noda hits a ground ball towards the mound. Suarez throws to first, and Nota is out. One out. Daisbel Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive towards right center field. O'Hearn is there to make the catch. Two outs. Kirk McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. McCarty moves to second. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nevin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cowser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowser hits a fly ball towards center. Baldae makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urias is 0 for 1 in the game. Urias hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mateo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mateo hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Gunnar Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ground ball towards second. Schumann throws to second to get Mateo. Henderson is on first. Two outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rutschman strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Keegan Aiken replaces Albert Suarez as pitcher. J.J. Baldae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baldae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baldae hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Baldae is out. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rooker strikes out swinging. Two outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up beyond short. Henderson gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Kyle Muller replaces Paul Blackburn as pitcher. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Hearn hits a fly ball towards left. Brown makes the catch for the out. One out. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santander strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mountcastle hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Mountcastle, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schumann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schumann strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Noda is 0 for 2 in the game. Noda hits a fly ball towards left. Couser makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daisbel Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Hernandez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Colton Couser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Couser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Couser strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Urias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Urias hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Urias is out. 2 outs. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mateo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Mateo is on with a walk. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up beyond short. Hernandez gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Daniel Coulomb replaces Keegan Aiken as pitcher. Kirk McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarty strikes out swinging. 1 out. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Butler is out. 2 outs. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nevin hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Jacob Webb replaces Daniel Coulomb as pitcher. Asturi Ruiz pinch hits for J.J. Bolde batting third. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz hits a line drive towards short. Henderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Asturi Ruiz moves from pinch hitter to center fielder. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rutschman hits a ground ball towards the mound. Muller throws to first, and Rutschman is out. 1 out. Austin Adams replaces Kyle Muller as pitcher. Ryan McKenna pinch hits for Ryan O'Hearn batting third. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKenna hits a ball in front of the plate. McCarty can't make the play in time. McKenna gets a base hit. McKenna moves to second on an error by McCarty. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Santander hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Santander is out. McKenna moves to third. 2 outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Yenny Urquino replaces Jacob Webb as pitcher. Ryan McKenna moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rooker strikes out swinging. 1 out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Brown is out. 2 outs. Abraham Toro pinch hits for Max Schumann batting 6th. Abraham Toro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Toro hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ryan Nota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nota is 0-for-3 in the game. Nota softly hits a ground ball towards first. Mountcastle fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. TJ McFarland replaces Austin Adams as pitcher. Abraham Toro moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. 1 out. Colton Kowser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kowser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kowser is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Urias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Urias is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Kimbrell replaces Yenny Urquino as pitcher. Daisbel Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Hernandez is on with a walk. Kirk McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarty hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Hernandez scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Dylan Tate replaces Craig Kimbrell as pitcher. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Butler is out. 1 out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nevin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nevin is out. 2 outs. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Lucas Ursig replaces TJ McFarland as pitcher. Daryl Hernandez moves from shortstop to second baseman. Nick Allen replaces Abraham Toro playing short. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mateo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stop batting 6th. Mateo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive deep towards left. Brown makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rutschman strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.